Hello and welcome to the Open Chain session. In this session, we want to give you an introduction into what Open Chain is about, what open source license compliance project is doing. And my name is Jan Thielscher. I am from EACG. EACG is a consultancy coming from the architecture part, and is focusing on supporting organizations and getting a good deal out of open source. And we came to the open source chain project in 2018, and it very much fits to our thoughts how open source compliance should be achieved. And this is why we are pretty much happy to support the project, and also happy and very enlightened about the latest achievements, where the specification became recognized as a ISO standard, international standard. So I only have a few minutes to make this complex topic, to achieve or talk about this complex topic, so I do not want to spend too much on talking around. The core idea of Open Chain project has always been to define the requirements that are relevant or an organization should comply with to ensure that they are producing open source in a compliant way, meaning legally compliant in the first place. So the idea is we have an inbound side of a company that is taking software as, for example, open source as inbound into its own procedures and processes to produce some artifacts that it then puts outbound into a downstream consumer. And the idea is if this happens along a value chain, it is absolutely beneficial if you have a core set of trainings, policies, and processes that allow you to manage all your open source in a very, very reliable manner, so that you are able to produce an outbound product that is definitely compliant. And if you think this in a away from the particular company into the value chain, then it comes clear that the overall benefit of a value chain that can trust or on the inbounds it's receiving, because it's receiving it from a certified organization that is doing or reliably delivering a compliant product, that it reduces the analysis efforts you have when you want to reuse the stuff or want to build upon it. This idea is quite a while ago achieved by particular companies. And since then, they have created this specification that is called the Open Chain specification. And this recently, in December 2020, has been recognized as an international standard under ISO 52300. And it's an open standard. It's available for everybody. It's something that you can really look into. Materials are available, and you can start implementing these things. So what is this all about? I want to give a quick overview. It's just a nutshell view, so it's more complex behind, but let's talk about the basic things. So there is the specification separates requirements into different, call it domains. There's, for example, the foundational part that is requesting to have an open source policy available to make resources skilled that are capable of understanding what they have to do, that there is an awareness in your organization that open source compliance is something relevant to take care of. You have to scope it in the sense of who is actually taking care of or involved in this topic, and it should be clarified who is actually where, or which part of the organization is actually participating in this program. And also, you should make sure that license obligations are clearly understood and certain use cases can be matched or managed. In the second domain, it's about the capability to deliver. It's to assign the responsibilities, to have people there on the outbound side that can take inquiries to search for. You have a process on how to search, that you are efficiently resourcing the people so that it's possible that the task can be fulfilled and it's not just a ticket that is hanging somewhere in a ticket system. It's about the review and approval within the project. So when projects are using software, that they are producing bill of materials, that there is a clear process on how to document what is inside the software, and that there is someone who is handling the different cases when software is modified or understands what to do in case there is a certain business case to be fulfilled. Then it also should be ensured that the artifacts are provisioned, that everything that leaves the company is containing the responsible or the requirements, fulfilling the specification, and that there is an understanding of what happens, what I need to do, what are the policies when I want to contribute something back. Seeing I have a fix or something, how do I handle this? How can this be treated? And last but not least, it's absolutely something that I did not understand in the beginning, but it makes sense from the value point of from the point of view in the value chain. If you declare your conformity, it's something that you on the one hand side have to maintain throughout the whole time, because it's not a point in time thing. It's something that is very lasting. It must be sure, because and also it must be declared to build this trust. So these are the core domains of requirements that you have to fulfill with this specification. And there is a lot of material out there that's all freely available. Look out at GitHub for the OpenChain project reference materials. They are there, simple to access. They have been produced by international groups, working groups, that are actively supporting further development and also building training materials and so on. The groups have been working on a self-certification questionnaire that's available over the internet. You can go there, can look into the questions, see the status of your organization, and will be able to either derive the need, what to do, where to close the gaps, or help with the help of some supporters, you may use this to improve the organization that you are in. There is a globally physical distribution of partners. You find a lot of law firms that are with the partner in the partner program. There are tool vendors that support open source compliance in the program. There's a lot of consulting companies that have specific knowledge how to drive your organization towards a compliant approach, and there's third-party certifications available. So there's a huge amount of knowledge out there that you can take and make your own compliance working. Be part of this, join us. There's a website you can where you find a Get Started document, and there is also a lot of material available. So whenever you have questions, feel free to reach out to Shane Coughlin. He's the project lead from the Linux Foundation, or direct your questions to one of the partners. For example, you can reach me on osc@eacg.de, and we will be happy to help to ask your question, answer your questions, and also I will be available in the Q&A session that is following this. Thank you for your attention, and I'm looking forward to your questions.